Welcome back, listeners of A Seat English. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Wendy.
So, Erin, 上一次我们聊了一些在美国的 unexpected realities. Are there some more? Because it's really interesting to learn about these differences.
Yeah, today we will be talking about more unexpected realities of living in the US with a focus on driving.
Great! 今天我们就继续来聊一聊在美国开车的一些 unexpected realities.、
Mm-hmm. The first unexpected reality is that the US is a country on wheels.
A country on wheels. 美国是一个车轮上的国家。这什么意思、啊、
It means that it is basically impossible to go anywhere without a car, except in cities like Chicago or New York.But even those are just a small part of a very large state that needs a car to navigate.
I see. 就说在美国大部分地方出行都得开车 right? 除了像比如纽约或者芝加哥这种更加 modern 一点的地方。
I think that explains why so many people, especially young people in America, can drive.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in New Jersey, we had to drive...At least 10 minutes to the nearest store.
Wow, 去便利店也要开车，那确实挺不方便的。
Yeah, there's not really convenience stores like in China. We can't go downstairs for a snack. If we want chips, we would have to drive to the closest store to get some.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. 在中国最近的便利店一般就在你家楼下或者小区里面。如果要开车去买包薯片的话，确实对懒人不太友好。
Yeah, it can be really annoying.
Yeah. So, what is another unexpected reality?
Another unexpected reality is that there is not a lot of security cameras.
Security camera, 监控很少。
Yeah, even the stoplights usually don't have cameras capturing if someone runs a red light.
哎，那如果 stoplights, 信号灯这里没有监控的话，不会有人闯红灯吗？
Yeah, it is all up to you if you are unlucky enough to be seen by a police officer.
Wow, 那就只能全凭自觉了。
Yeah. A third unexpected reality is that there's not really traffic police.
路上没有交警，没有 traffic police. 那没有交警的话，那交通是谁来管呢？
Well, regular police officers will be on duty to manage traffic.
哦，所以是由警察来分管交通这一块。
Yeah, sometimes you'll be driving and see a police vehicle pull somebody over.
这个 pull over, 靠边停车经常在美剧里面看到一般是一辆警车跟在你后面然后拉那个警笛让你 pull over, 可能是因为你超速了呀或者是有 some other problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty accurate. Sometimes police officers will be parked in a car on the side of the road, watching to make sure nobody is speeding.
While eating a donut, right?
Yeah, they must get hungry sometime and have a snack.
Yeah, 一般在美剧里面看到很多警察都是车停在路边啊，吃一点零食啊 like donut.
Yeah, and they're not specifically trained for traffic. They're just regular police officers that might be on traffic duty that day.
I see. 所以一般是没有专门的交警 traffic police.
And this next unexpected reality is kind of funny.
What is it?
Well, sometimes when you're driving, you will see a deer run out in the middle of the road.
A deer? 开车的时候会有鹿窜出来。
Yeah, usually people will stop and wait for the deer to cross if they see them in time. But...Sometimes there isn't enough time and an accident will occur.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it can be quite dangerous sometimes. So there are road signs that signal that there is deer in the area so that the drivers can be more on high alert.
Oh, 那这样挺好的。在可能有鹿出现的地方立上牌子 to have a sign 来提高警惕 to be on high alert.
Yeah.Not only deers, also ducks as well. I have seen a mother duck cross the road with her baby ducks before.
Oh, that's so cute.
seems like there are lots of wild animals in America.
Oh yes, there definitely is. I often see bunnies and squirrels in my backyard and in parks.
Mm-hmm. That's another difference, I think. So what's the last unexpected reality?
The last unexpected reality is that drivers will have to stop way behind a school bus if they see a school bus stopping.
如果看到校车停在路边的话呢，要隔着很远就要停车。
I think I've seen that one before in a video. 一般是不是校车会有一个那种 stop 的那种牌子？
Oh yeah, it extends from the side of the bus.
Yeah.
It is illegal to go past the school bus on any side. And the entire road will stop until the bus decides to go.
如果说要是你不停车的话，甚至是 illegal， 甚至是违法的。So why is this one so important?
Well, it is for safety reasons because there are a lot of children getting on or off the school bus. So having drivers stop and wait ensures the safety of students who may need to cross the road or just get off the bus.
Yeah, of course. It's for safety reasons. 为了孩子们的这个安全考虑。是不是在美国有很多的小孩需要坐校车去学校？因为像你刚刚说的 ，America is a country on wheels， 在美国出行一般都要开车。那上学是不是也需要开车呀
？Yes, students will either ride the school bus or get driven by their parents. And when they get older, a lot of them will get their license as soon as possible and drive themselves.
Well, I think that's another difference.
在美国很多学生是坐校车去上学然后长大了之后呢会自己开车去学校但我感觉好像在国内坐校车的学生不是特别的多吧如果离家近一点可能就直接走着去了或者坐公交啊地铁这种
Yeah, it is definitely a pretty big difference Going back to the rule, I think it is a pretty nice rule It definitely ensures the safety of students
Yeah, definitely
I remember one time, some guy did not stop behind the school bus and drove around it. And my bus driver got really mad and started yelling at him and honking the horn.
Yeah, he should be. 我觉得他还是很负责任的，也是在为学生们的这个安全着想。
Yeah, it's just seen as really disrespectful and inconsiderate to not stop for a school bus, not to mention illegal.
Yeah, 最重要的是It's illegal, 违法的。
Well, that's it for today's unexpected things. I hope everyone has learned something new.
Yeah, I actually learned a lot today. 而且我发现不同地方的这个交通规则也能反映出当地的一些社会啊，甚至是自然的情况。It's very interesting anyways.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
感谢大家收听本期节目，也欢迎大家给我们留言。So, see you next time.This is Wendy.
Thank you guys for listening. This is Aaron. Bye.
Bye.